It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday the 16th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Way to sell it, Mark. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg yesterday was at pains to explain that his company's next big thing doesn't work all that well yet.
I just want to emphasize how early we are in this, though. Just because most of the demo queries that we tried to do worked, this is a beta product.
Still in its test phase. But let's explain why so many people snapped to attention when Facebook announced a new way to search not the whole web, but just Facebook. Because, after all you do now with their search box is look for names. Marketplace tech reporter Quina Kim was at the social network's headquarters in California.
You might start searching for people you want to hire, in which case LinkedIn looks like it might have a target on its back. Again, going into the far future, you might want to see, you know, what Chinese restaurants your friends like in San Francisco, in which case Yelp has a target as well, because obviously your friends' opinions are way more valuable than all those random people you see on Yelp.
The thing is, of all my Facebook friends, very few assign a like to the restaurants they go to or the cars they actually like. It's not such a great database for that.
I agree. I don't really use Facebook likes or those check-ins and stuff like that. But another thing they talked about was semantic search. So let's say just say like, hey, went to Cheeseboard Pizza for dinner tonight. And I will do that. And I'll post a photo of the pizza, right? One can assume that I really liked it because I posted a photo of it. And so it would search words too. And that's sort of the more intensive endeavor in terms of, you know, technology.
Marketplace's Quina Kim in Menlo Park, California.
This makes Facebook useful. It makes it a utility on the web that over time might become as important as Google is.
Farhad Manju, technology columnist at Slate magazine, believes this new system gives Facebook a future.
Even though Facebook is huge and no one's saying it's going to sort of go the way of MySpace, there's a worry that the kind of the vanguard of people online, young people, might at some point get tired of Facebook or move to something else. I think this search engine is a good way to address that problem.
Facebook insists on calling this graph search. Graph is in photograph. In Facebook lingo, their big database is called the social graph. It's a piece of malicious software with a fine work ethic. It's been quietly and diligently ferreting out secret data at government agencies and energy facilities for 5 long years. Experts have discovered malware dubbed Red October that can infect computers, even USB thumb drives, to steal sensitive data.
You know, it's just how the world works now, unfortunately.
Alex Cox at the cybersecurity firm RSA. He says Red October is part of a new normal where the cybercrime world pushes their products just like a legit company would.
They've got, you know, project management to develop their malware. They've got marketing guys to try to sell it. They've got, you know, money mules that help them cash in their stolen information. You know, it's very organized.
Cox says it's still unclear who launched Red October, although it's possible it's part of some government spy operation. There are some hints the code's from Russia, some from China, but the hints could be red herrings, placed to put people off the track. And imagine a perfect world where you are judged not by your outward appearance, but only by your inner beauty. As a stunt, the website OkCupid removed everybody's photographs to promote a blind dating thing. Among the many annoyed comments, user Rodney69 writes, "Remember those people in high school who were full of school spirit, always ran for student government and made things, quote, better by pushing for stupid changes that 99% of the school didn't care about? Those people are running OkCupid," he opines. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.